Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And in today's lesson, we are taking you to a galaxy far, far away, aboard a ship that has just run into some bad luck,、mm-hmm. and the ship's duck is panicking. Let's、mm. listen.
Oh, 我的天哪，我们的五号、六号舱门都起火了。
我现在打开120毫米的光子炮。
好，亲爱的，让我们发射。
好的。
来吧，杂种们。
This really went by pretty fast, so、mm, let's、
对、
just go through this line by line.
而且非常难。
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. So let's go through this first off and just, you know, nail down what's going on here.、
Mm. Oh, 我的天哪，我们的五号六号舱门都起火了。
Oh, 我的天哪，我们的五号六号舱门都起火了。
Oh, my heavens, cabin door 5 and cabin door 6 have burst into flames.
Oh, 我的天哪，我们的五号六号舱门都起火了。
我现在打开120毫米的光子炮。
我现在打开120毫米的光子炮。
I'm turning on the 120mm photon cannon.
我现在打开120毫米的光子炮。
好，亲爱的，让我们发射。
好，亲爱的，让我们发射。
Okay, darling, let's shoot.
好的。
来吧，杂种们。
好的。
Okay.
来吧，杂种们。
Bring it, you bastards.
好的。
来吧，杂种们。
Let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll be back with some, well, some notes on the dialogue, and then a bunch of stuff about sci-fi.
Hmm. Oh, 我的天哪，我们的五号六号舱门都起火了。
我现在打开120毫米的光子炮。
好，亲爱的，让我们发射。
好的。
来吧，杂种们。
Let's be honest, these are probably not terms that you're going to use in your day-to-day Chinese. If I were you,
当然除了你是航天员的话。
If I were you, I would go out of my way to say photon cannon, which is, incidentally,
光子炮。
But I recognize that not everybody's going to want to do that.
嗯。
There is one word that you might use, and that's millimeter.
毫米
But for the most part, there are these terms like photon cannon,
光子炮
cabin door,
舱门
and finally the last word in this,
杂种们
which means bastards.、
嗯、
and this, incidentally, is a fairly nasty term.、
嗯、
you have 杂 which means...、
嗯、就是什么东西混在一起的
Yeah, so really mixed up. And then 中, which means...
中文很难解释。
Yeah, it's the family tree or whatever. And so that word...
这词非常粗鲁。
Yeah, it's really nasty. Finally, there's one verb in here which you might use, and it's to shoot or to fire.
发射。
Now that we've got all that out of the way, let's talk about science fiction.
Mm-hmm. 科幻片。
Now, it may surprise you to learn this,But we at Pop-Up Chinese are pretty big fans of science fiction.
而且尤其是我们中国人民对这个太空探险是非常感兴趣。
What about movies?
我喜欢星球大战,最经典的。
The early ones or?
所有的。
That's a bold statement.
我觉得它的环境特别有意思,因为它拍得特别真实。虽然在那个可能最开始拍的那几部那个年代比较久远,但是虽然就可能没有像现在那么多特技,但是反而比现在那些用很多特技的更真实。
Well, also, he went back and changed the original ones.
Oh, 真的?
And then reissued them. So you might not have seen the original originals.
很假吗?
no, it was pretty good looking for the time.
嗯。
But, okay, so that's Star Wars.
而且故事情节非常充实。
Which one's your favorite?
应该是我第一部,我看的第一部。我记不太清楚那数字,因为我老是把它那个故事情节给反过来这样的。
Yeah.
应该是那个,就是他的儿子还是很小的时候,就他爸爸很年轻的时候和那个公主,还是和那个 Queen 在一起的时候。
Oh, so you're talking about the bad ones.
Yeah, 真的吗?
Yeah, because there's the original trilogy, right? Which is actually 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the new bad ones, which are 1, 2, and 3.
好像是,好像是。
Yeah.
好像是第二,也不是第一,我记得。
Oh man, that one's terrible.
但是那是我第一个看的电影。
yeah.
所以就觉得先入为主吧。而且就是因为那个电影让我对整个这个星球大战系列很感兴趣。
So you've seen all of them now?
当然了。
My favorite would have to be the second one of the original trilogy, which is just, it's such a bummer. Like nothing good happens in the entire thing.
对，就我记得是越看越觉得哎呀好沮丧。
Yeah. So that's Star Wars. Are there any other sci-fi movies you're into?
肯定有。
What about Star Trek? It just came out here.
我没看，但是我有一个朋友看了，说没什么意思。
Oh, really? I was interested...
你看了是吧？
No, I haven't seen it. But I was interested by the Chinese title for that. Which is, it's like Interstellar...
好像是星际迷航。
Yeah, and that...
好像是那个。
That 迷航 I thought was interesting. Because it's, like, 迷 is like lost. Hang is a flight. But I don't know the story, but I don't think they're lost. It seemed kind of a strange...
也可以是表示很神奇、神秘的，也应该可以有这个意思。
Yeah.
但具体的我没看过那电影。
Yeah, I haven't either. Maybe
我觉得他那个人都很奇怪啊，那样。
Well, that's the idea. He's not supposed to be human. He's supposed to be a Vulcan, so he's got the weird ears and all that. What about books? I noticed the last time I was over here, I noticed that you had a Chinese translation of Philip K. Dick lying around, A Scanner Darkly.
有，但是我没怎么看。
Have you read any of his stuff?
我看过丁丁里边有这个。
Tintin, yeah.
中文我们叫丁丁，关于这个什么登上月球啊这样的故事，一共有两本。
Is it any good? I've never actually read Tintin.
我喜欢所有的丁丁，丁丁的东西，对。就像我喜欢所有的那个星球大战一样。就是挺有意思的。第一本是关于这个他们准备这个登上月球，准备那个火箭呀，准备那个航天器的那个过程。然后第二本就是说他们在月球上经历了什么，比如说有一个那个坏蛋偷偷的钻进了他们的那个火箭，和他们一起上了月球。
That's the problem with like all of Tintin's adventures, right?
差不多吧，就总会有坏蛋嘛。
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, Tintin and the Uneventful Story was actually the worst selling of all of the Tintin books.
是吗？
No, it didn't exist. So anyway, I think that's probably about all we've got time for today. But we did teach people how to say bastards, which is...
杂种。真的别用那个词，非常粗鲁。
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
非常非常粗鲁。你可以说混蛋或者什么这样的，还好一点。
Yeah, and then other cooler words like photon cannon.
光子炮。
And to shoot or to fire.
发射。
And millimeter.
毫米。
And in case you're wondering, by the way, that noise in the background of the dialogue was Frank. We got him in here.
Frank 的那个特别演出。
Yeah, it is a special appearance. And he was making what I initially interpreted to be an alarm sound. But as it turns out, it's about a duck who has asthma. And he's the pet aboard the ship. And he's very easily excited. If you have any questions, any comments, if you just want to talk about sci-fi...
可以在网站上留言，或者给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com， 我们都会很期待你的来信或者是留言。
And we'll look forward to hearing from you. Have fun.
拜拜，下次见。
May the force, etc. Bye.
Oh, 我的天哪，我们的五号六号舱门都起火了。
我现在打开120毫米的光子炮。
好，亲爱的，让我们发射。
好的。
来吧，杂种们。